Now we have here in verse 8 the pronouncement of judgment on Babylon. And here in this chapter, he's bringing these before us that are going to appear again in the book. But he is giving us, as it were, a program that God is going to follow. Now, let me read. And another angel, a second. Here's another angel now. This is a second one. We're going to have six of them. Followed, saying, fell, fell, is Babylon the Great, that made all the nations to drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Now, there is a book, I think it's out of print, but if you can put your hand on one of them, you ought to read it, and especially in these days. It's Hyslop's book on the two Babylons. It reveals that Babylon has been Satan's headquarters from the very beginning. This is the place where idolatry began. It's the fountainhead of idolatry. Semiramis was the wife of Nimrod. Some think his mother, and she married her own son. But be that as it may, why, she was queen of Babel, which later became Babylon, and she devised a nice little story that began a whole system of idolatry, and it was that she actually came out of an egg that came up out of the Euphrates River, and she cracked the shell and stepped out full grown. That's what she said. And she's been worshipped. It introduced the female principle into deity, and that reveals that Babylon began all of the false religion. Now, this second angel runs ahead and announces that which is yet to come as if it had already taken place. Fell, fell is Babylon. And if I may be technical for just a moment, this is in what is known as the prophetic aorist. In other words, God's prophetic word is so sure at this point that he speaks as though the event had already taken place, and it's just that sure. It's as if it were history already, but he's looking ahead. Now, Babylon will evidently be rebuilt during the Great Tribulation period. And if you have my book on Isaiah, you ought to turn to chapter 13, and you'll see there that it is to be rebuilt, not in the same place that the judgment on it, which is predicted in Isaiah, is yet to come. Now, the idolatry of Babylon is a divine intoxication which will fascinate the entire world. And that's the reason we have all this experimenting today with Satan worship, with exorcism, and all that type of thing. These cults that arise today that are definitely satanic. Now, I read Jeremiah 51:7. It says, Babylon hath been a golden cup in the Lord's hand that made all the earth drunken. The nations have drunk of her wine, therefore the nations are mad. If you could get off far enough and look at this earth today, I'm of the opinion you'd be a little disappointed in mankind and the nations of the world. Isaiah 13:11 says, and I'll punish the world for their evil and the wicked for their iniquity. And I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. And again in Jeremiah 25, there we have the bringing down of the wrath of God upon the world. And in Isaiah 13:19, and Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the beauty of the Chaldees' excellency shall be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. That's a judgment on Babylon that we're going to see, a religious Babylon in the 17th chapter and the commercial Babylon in the 18th chapter.